So we at Orville Energy Products focus on solar energy system components, mainly the electronic components of the system. Although we're also dealing with the panel or the battery, but mainly these components are procured by our partners we are working with. So our focus is to concentrate on the electronic components, and in a solar system you have mainly the two choices. On the producing side, you need a charge controller and an inverter. And on the usage side, you need always a very efficient appliance for a solar system. So our appliances are based in the lighting sector on very efficient LEDs. We have a tiny range of a system which is called a Pico system, that's based on a meanwhile lithium battery. It has a very long lifetime. It can be charged 2,000 times, and that could mean you could expect up to 10 years of cycle life. Then this system also uses very efficient LEDs, and the secret behind the efficiency is everything is kept very basic and it's adjusted to each other. So the solar panel has a voltage output of 4.5 volt, designed for a 3-volt system. The battery is a 3-volt battery, and the LED, people who are in the field, they know they are based on 3-volt supply. So everything is adjusted to each other. There's no complicated electronic in between. Other appliances we carry are efficient solar fridges based on compressors, DC compressors, which run on 12 and 24 volt. And we have a few other gadgets like radio, DC radios or TVs, very efficient, but these are items we normally trade in. That means we purchase and sell. If you look into the market, you will find some items which are very suitable for solar systems, very efficient, and some items which are definitely not. So we select the right ones and establish the channel to our customers. Then on the electronic side, we have charge controllers, which I would call intelligent charge controllers. That means they sense the state of charge of the battery and they allow a charging or a discharging accordingly. We have in the field of solar streetlights a controller which can be remotely programmed. That means the controller itself is completely sealed and it can be programmed by an infrared signal from outside. So you can set the timings in the night, you can change the switch-on timing in the evening, and you can select which one of the two light outputs should be on the whole night and which one should be switched off in the middle of the night. So everything is designed to make the system more flexible and efficient again. Let me see what else we have. Okay, we have on the higher end side, we are dealing with inverters, which are not made by us because it's much more complicated to make good inverters. We are again dealing here with these products, and there's one range which is made in Taiwan. That's what we call the rather lower end, starting from 200 watt to 3 kilowatt. And we have a higher range which starts from 1 kilowatt but goes up to 5 kilowatt. And this is more a range which is designed for bigger off-grid systems, let's say 1 kilowatt to 100 kilowatt even it can handle. And also for hybrid systems, that means they are designed to play together with wind turbine, with solar systems obviously, but also with an existing diesel grid or a weak utility grid which needs a solar backup in case the voltage is too unstable and so on. So yeah, these are mainly the products, the range of products, and we are obviously constantly on the lookout for expanding our portfolio. Very crucial what we find is to set up the right partnership. That means whatever we buy and deal with, we need to provide the backup, and we also have to be sure, be confident about the supply we are getting. So with whom are we partnering, and how is their response towards training, maintenance towards us, so that we can pass it on to our customers. Our customers are here locally in Oroville, mainly the end users. That means they buy the complete set of system. Or we have a couple of system integrators. That means they purchase their own battery and module and purchase from us the system components, the electronic components, and we give them advice on installation, maintenance, and training, and so on.
I have one more question, actually. With this new range of products, is there also a profit for environment in the production of these materials?
Yeah, the profit, I would say, comes, and obviously the whole industry, the solar industry, has to be very careful with what components they are dealing with. It cannot be components which are environmental hazardous. So an example is on the battery side, for example. I mean, lead-acid batteries have still a very good recycle value, but it can happen, obviously, in rural electrification that batteries are just discarded and thrown away, and lead is very poisonous for the environment. So for the typical rural electrification market, we have batteries now, they're based on lithium. And lithium is a natural resource. It's not hazardous, it's not poisonous. And as I mentioned before, the lifetime is expected to be 10 years compared to a lead-based battery of 2 to 3 years, I would say. So that obviously helps the environment, but there's no question there are a lot of components used in a typical solar system. They actually drain a lot the environment and energy used to produce them. But the industry is constantly looking into replacing these components.